From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. London police say a fatal attack there Thursday was not terrorism. A teenager of Somali origin is suspected of going on a knife rampage through London's tourist hub of Russell Square, killing an American woman and injuring five other people, according to police. The London force sent extra officers into city streets and mobilized counter-terror detectives, but said the investigation suggested mental illness was the driving force behind the attack. VOA's Luis Ramirez is in London with more on the man to believe to be the attacker.
We know that he is a Norwegian national of Somali origin. The police held this man overnight, and he was hospitalized. He was also wounded in the incident, and he has been discharged from the hospital.
The attack came just days after authorities warned the British public to be vigilant in light of attacks inspired by the Islamic State group elsewhere in Europe. The name of the dead woman, identified only as being an American and in her 60s, has not yet been released. The Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has vowed to target businesses with suspected links to the U.S.-based cleric he is accused of masterminding a failed coup attempt last month. Erdogan spoke Thursday to leaders from chambers of commerce in Ankara and told them his government was determined to totally cut off all business links of this organization, which he says has blood on its hands. He also said every cent that goes to the movement of Fethullah Gulen is a bullet placed in the barrel to be fired against this nation. Erdogan has labeled Gulen, who lives in Pennsylvania, a terrorist and calls for the U.S. to extradite him to Turkey.